Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The peak, the highest point of death rates, remember this, is likely to hit in 2 weeks. Nothing would be worse than declaring victory before the victory is won. That would be the greatest loss of all.
All right, so that's the president talking, of course, about what are we going to see. April now, the social distancing guidelines stay through all the way till the end of April. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, how weary are you of the pandemic and the coronavirus? I have a feeling you're pretty weary of it. So many of us are. We're seeing how awful it is in New York. In New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio says New Yorkers can be fined $500 if they defy orders, and they're going to break up the gatherings if that happens. South Korea announced 78 new cases. They've got concerns about growing clusters in Seoul. Japan now is starting to see some cases as well. So sadly, we're seeing this collide in a lot of different places, especially here in the United States. Well over 2,000 people have died from the coronavirus. In fact, officially, I'll give you the official toll that I have, 2,467 in the United States since February 29th, when a 58-year-old man near Seattle was the first death in the United States. So people are scared, people are weary, and we are in the middle of a pandemic. This is why every day new information comes in. The president, his team looks at it. Fauci looks at it, who I think is the most trusted of any of the medical people, and that's why you see his face constantly, and he's always at the White House briefings. Our friends in Louisiana, they're hit hard. They've got a shortage of ventilators, protective equipment for healthcare workers, a breakout in New Orleans probably was fueled by the month-long Carnival celebration that drew, you know, a million people to the city in February and ends in a very, very, very crowded Mardi Gras. So you had so many people there. And then, by the way, those people who could be carrying the virus went on to wherever, if they weren't locals, went on to other places. And, you know, this all started in Washington. That's where the U.S. outbreak began, where you had a high number of deaths among older people in the facility. And, of course, then you've got what's happening in California. They think it's going to be just like New York in a few days in Los Angeles. You know what the good news is? People are connecting. People are helping. People are doing what they can to lift spirits. And from writing messages on chalk in the neighborhood to putting bears in the window to figuring out if they can do anything to help with the protective situation, the protective gear, but also obviously now you're seeing a lot of companies step up, Elon Musk and others using jets to go and get masks wherever they can. Bill Gates did the same thing. We're in this together. There is no question about it. So the whole thing of this is my space and that is your space, boy, some of that has got to dissipate because we have to help each other through this. I mentioned that I've said it a couple times now. I'm going to keep emphasizing it just because it's hit my family. I had a great grandmother who got it, and my grandmother was just 7 when her mother died, because in Philadelphia, they thought it was okay. They had a big parade, and they weren't paying attention to what was happening around them because people kind of got fatigued, too, with the virus, the Spanish flu. And, boy, don't let that happen here. Don't let that happen to you. Let's go to Grimm in Mississippi. Grimm, what is it like in the fine state of Mississippi?
Well, here in the free state of Jones, we don't have but one.
Wow, one. One ventilator?
Most of these people like to stick to themselves.
One case. Well, you have one case. One case. I got you. Yeah. You probably I'm betting Mississippi. Yes. You're smarter than that. I bet in Mississippi they got. You probably have at least 10 ventilators.
Well, we're not ignorant. We're not that bad. We have a lot of ups in modern medicine. I mean, most of the actors and whatnot are from the state of Mississippi. I mean, give me a break. That brings money here when they want to stay and come home, because most of them do stay home.
Yeah.
But, it's not as ignorant as you think, but virus don't discriminate, Kate. It's science.
They don't. It doesn't matter. Rich, poor,
I tell you,
race, anything, yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, though, the problem that I agree with you is all this ignorance. You know, I've just seen so much disgusting stuff, because the more and more I look into it, just, you know, not trying to be mean to the officials, because they're great. But I dare say when this all started, 80% of them even knew how to properly put on PPE or how to remove them and not get contaminated.
Right.
That's a big problem there. And most of them may not have cared. It's just a job. But that's the problem. You got all this stuff, but nobody's training them. In the Army, you're constantly trained. As soon as it came out, I said, well, this is Mach 4. That means you wear full gear. And they, you know, they were sitting there talking about, well, no, it ain't necessary to go that far. Yes, it is. You know, I mean, this can enter through any orifice. Hey, what, have you heard that it can get in your ear?
Yeah.
And infect you? Because it sure can.
Yeah.
That's what the full face mask does, is it covers up every hole. Oh. And then you got, you know, well, is it a lie or is it a truth? Does it stay alive for 9 days on plastic or paper? Or does it stay there for 2 days or 3 days? And, you know, it's things like that. But the worst is the greed from Wall Street that said, hey, let's create a panic. Because they put everybody's stock. People, they even advertise on air. I even heard Glenn Beck say, if you're 65, run down and sell your stock. You need the cash now. Because he, too, knows this is just a flu virus. He can buy your stock at a cheaper price. And that's probably the most aggravating aspect of this.
Boy, it is. There's so
aggravating aspect.
You know, it's interesting. Yes, there's a lot of scamming also going on, and there's a lot of frustrations going on. Grim, stay safe, and thanks for calling us and thinking of us and all of you in Mississippi. Same thing. Boy, oh boy. And it's right, the financial ruin for so many people, and then of course there is the sign of driving it down, and then boom, get in now. What am I hearing? When should we get in? When do we drive it up? I'm worried about the human life and the human cost, and then what happens to people, and then what happens with scams that are also out there too. We're going to talk a little bit about that as well. See you on the flip side.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Like we're on the highway to hell, doesn't it? Lots of things are happening as I'm here on the air. We know there are people that are fighting for their lives right now. The death toll, I already mentioned it, topping well over 2,000 in the U.S. just days after hitting 1,000. See, we're seeing it start to ramp up. And, of course, nursing homes, pretty bad there. I don't have all the details on this. I'm getting kind of conflicting reports. But in Tennessee, it got so bad that you had a nursing home where they're just saying, okay, everybody has to get out of the nursing home. We got to evacuate. And we got ambulance after ambulance going back and forth to try to clear this as fast as we can. The one thing that is true about this virus, and we talk about numbers, that it doesn't discriminate. So younger, older, of course, if you have certain conditions, it's perfect for it to get and wrap its ugly tentacles inside of you. But there are people that are dying and getting the virus who don't have anything like diabetes, or they don't have cancer that they fought off, or they don't have a weakened immune system. So there are lots of question marks still. And it is about numbers, like I said, and it is about the fact that in some of these rural areas, too, it's tough, because if you think you don't have ventilators and whatnot for some of the huge metropolitan areas, we're finding that the rural areas where you're listening to us in Iowa, or you're listening to us in Tennessee, or you're listening to us in North Carolina or parts of Florida, that it's tough there, too, because you don't have hardly anything. So, you know, it's interesting, the nursing home situation that, you know, I'm talking about. It's the Gallatin Nursing Home. Somebody just got back to me just like that. So I love that our show is on the air and live while this is happening. So 59 people tested positive for COVID-19, and they moved them to another medical center, the Sumner Medical Center, for treatment. So 33 Gallatin Center rehab and healing staff members also tested positive. So you do the numbers. You do the numbers on this and what I'm saying, right? In total, 74 people that live there have tested positive. And then how many people that also are there in the staff? Wow! I mean, that is just crazy. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. So, of course, the governor's going nuts and trying to do whatever he can. Governor Bill Lee trying to do whatever he can, you know, to help the situation. But it's a horrible, horrible situation. They had to beg the county to really take it seriously, and they did, because they had to start moving people, like I said. And so there's a couple of those details on that, some pretty sad details when I give you the numbers, right? Okay, some famous people are coming down with COVID-19, and sadly some are dying. John Prine, the singer-songwriter, is critically ill at this moment with it. And he was hospitalized on Thursday, and he was intubated Saturday night. He's getting care, but they say it's definitely critical. And he was incredibly popular, and he performed all over the place. I never had a chance. I've certainly listened to him, but I never had a chance to see him live. And I heard he was just incredible. An incredible acoustic guitarist, etc. And then opera legend Placido Domingo has been hospitalized with the coronavirus. Country music star Joe Diffie died of complications from the coronavirus. And Diffie was such a prolific songwriter, and so many of his music, so much of his music hit mainstream, especially in the 90s. He was 61 years old, from Tulsa, Oklahoma, made 13 albums, had 20 top 10 hits, and his publicist, you know, let it be known that he had tested positive. 2 days before his death, he released a statement saying that he had tested positive, and he just said that he wanted privacy, and he wanted his fans to be vigilant and cautious and careful during the pandemic. And, you know, he had that funny sense of humor. I know he had a song called Pickup Man, which was about pickup trucks and the men who drive them. And he said, this was one of the famous lyrics in his song, "I met all my wives in traffic jams. They're just something women like about a pickup man." And he was really, really well liked and very, very popular when it country music, but he also was known beyond the bounds of that too. So, you know, we're seeing that this is happening more and more, that we're starting to hear these sad tales of who's got it, And it doesn't discriminate, so it doesn't matter if you have money, doesn't matter if you have status in a particular sport or arena. It is a numbers game, and who you come in contact with and what your immune system is like that is so, so critical in all of this as we look at a map of where it's spreading and, like I said, what the numbers look like in all of this. And it's about flattening the curve, after all, and trying to be diligent about what it takes to flatten the curve and staying home. It's a dark reality. It's really starting, I think, to set in. So what do you do on, you know, in these times? Well, you band together and you send me some of your positive stories to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. I know that there are positive things happening, that there are families baking bread, spending time together, playing cards, being diligent about staying home, coming up with clever things to do like storytelling or puppets or anything that they could possibly think of. If you can imagine it, you can do it. There's musicians, famous ones, new musicians, young kids that are holding little concerts, and they're pumping them out all over YouTube and on the internet, and I think that's terrific. Anything to lift people's spirits is a very, very good thing, my friends. Very, very, very good thing. Because we're going to keep having, we're not even at the cresting point, we're going to keep having some of these stories that are just going to crush us. And you see the people on the front lines who are giving their life in some cases, and it's pretty tough, you know, in watching that and seeing what somebody's doing and what happens to them when they're helping people on ventilators and then they don't get out of the hospital themselves. And to boot, tornadoes in Arkansas, Iowa, and Illinois. Boy, I saw those funnel clouds and I thought, oh my gosh, I just held my breath. And they say that because people were actually staying home, it might have saved lives because they didn't lose any lives. Strong storms, high winds, hail, rain, all that in parts of the Midwest and the South. And I'm so happy the fact that nobody died in this. In Jonesboro, it was terrible. They had this mall at Turtle Creek. I actually ran through there once. Closed because of the coronavirus, so probably minimized injuries or whatever. But, boy, you could see the damage. It was just awful. But you see those clouds, and you can, whatever search engine you use, just look it up, and you see those funnel clouds heading right for homes, and you think, wow, this is too much. I mean, you're dealing with a virus, and then these people are going to have to try to pick up their lives, where it just looks like somebody threw a bunch of toothpicks on the ground and threw some pickup trucks and cars and flipped them over. Whew. We need some entertainment, so guess what? We're going to introduce you to two really incredible entertainers. One, a singer who was on America's Got Talent. Another who performs on the Strip, an incredible magician. That's coming up. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has been saying he would like to have the country reopen for business around Easter, but the severity of the coronavirus has changed that. He's now extending federal social distancing guidelines until April 30th.
We don't want to have a spike up. We don't want to do it soon, and then all of a sudden you go down, you're coming down, and then you start going up again, because we discussed that could happen, and we don't want that to happen. We've gone through too much. So that was an aspirational number. I didn't say Easter. I said it would be a great thing if we could do it by Easter.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health said earlier as many as 200,000 Americans could die from the coronavirus.
The number I gave out is, you know, based on modeling, and I think it's entirely conceivable that if we do not mitigate to the extent that we're trying to do, that you could reach that number.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's an old school one, B-52s. Some people used to call me the Princess of Las Vegas. I lived there and I really, really loved it. I had a great time and knew so many people in Vegas. Everyone's a star. Well, not really, but it never shuts down. It's really, really true. Kate Delaney, take care, everybody. I'm so psyched we are going to Vegas right now. He is known for so many things. He's funny, so he's a prankster, illusions, comedy. The audience goes wild for him at the Tropicana and any place where he performs. You might even remember him, America's Got Talent semifinalist. I remember him, especially, I knew him before this, seeing him before this, but I remember him from Penn and Teller as well. So Murray Sawchuk joins us now. Hey, Murray, how are you?
Not too bad. How you doing, Kate? How's everything going?
Good. You know what? I love what you dubbed yourself, the Dennis the Menace of Magic. Somebody actually said that to me when I said that you were coming on the show.
That's so funny. Yeah, well, when you look like me, you just can't take yourself seriously, you know? And I always love getting myself into trouble, so I figure it's not a bad coined term, you know?
How long has Vegas been dark for you? Because you're in high demand. So when was your last show?
Sunday night. You know, my show's at Tropicana. It's 5 and 7 o'clock, and it's 5 days a week. And then I also do a guest starring spot in a show called Fantasy, which is over at the Luxor Hotel at 10:30. And then also, my girlfriend Danny, she's the host of Crazy Girls, which is at Planet Hollywood, and all of us went dark Sunday night. That was our last show day. So, you know, today's only Thursday. It feels like we've been off for like 2 weeks already, because when you're used to working every night of your life for almost 30 years, it's very strange, you know what I mean? So
I was going to say, what that must be like. Are you just regaling your girlfriend with all your tricks and illusions and whatever?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. So she has to stay in shape. So we have a 30-day quarantine type thing here, or a mandate for non-essential business and, you know, things in Vegas, which is smart, obviously, for the social distancing. And so all the shows are shut down. The hotels are shut down. Now, I have a pretty active YouTube channel. I have about 1.7 million subscribers. And then she has a pretty active Instagram account and TikTok and all that stuff. So half of my time I spend making videos on YouTube as well as my live performances. So we've kind of thought, well, what can we do to stay active, not going down on the strip doing our shows, which we've done for years? I mean, she was in Jubilee for the last 4 years of Jubilee at Bally's, which is the last showgirl show. And so we basically went to Palm Springs for a couple days just before everything kind of shut down, just to get away. It was actually a planned vacation like 3-4 weeks ago before any of this. So we decided to go there, have a couple of days, brought our three chihuahuas, you know, and we thought, well, what are we doing when we get back home to keep busy? Because we're both workaholics. And so because she's a dancer, she needs to stay in shape, because when the show goes back up in hopefully 3, 4, 5 weeks, she has to be in good shape. So she's designed this 45-minute workout for her and I to do every day around the house. So we'll get up around, you know, 11:30 noon, because we do sleep later because we work late, and we're using stuff around the house to do. She's calling it a showgirl workout. And we have all these, like my bricks, that extra bricks that I have we're going to use to lift. We do sit-ups in the backyard. We got all sorts of things to lift things with. She's going to put, like, I think rice in one of our like pillowcases to make it like a dumbbell type thing. So she's working on this. So we're going to do that for an hour in the daytime. And then we're shooting one video a day for 30 days. So she's going to shoot a TikTok video every day. I'm shooting a new YouTube video. And then at-home tricks you can do and make with your kids or yourself while you're at home and not being able to necessarily get out. So that's our project for the next, you know, 3-4 weeks.
Oh, I love it. We're going to check that out every day, yep. Learning those tricks.
Yep.
So your first trick, I mean, you knew you wanted to be an entertainer, I think, when you were a young kid. What do you remember your first trick you ever did?
Yeah, you know, I was 7 years old when I started the magic thing. You know, I started at 5 dancing professionally. Ukrainian dancing, half of me is Ukrainian, so I did the whole dancing in the big red pants and kicking my legs in the air, and I played accordion and all that stuff. And so as I started to get older, I tried everything, you know, and I love magic. And my first trick I ever started was, it's an old trick you can find on the back of cereal boxes they teach you, and basically you have an elastic band or a hair tie that a girl would use to put her hair in a ponytail. And you put around 2 fingers on your hand, and then when you flick your hand in the air, basically the elastic band that's around 2 fingers jumps to the other 2 fingers. Very simple trick, but it's very effective, and it looks really cool. And you can learn it pretty easily. So I teach that to a lot of people, or kids who want to learn something. Because, you know, as you know, the idea of learning something, especially when it's new, is the gratification of success early on, so therefore you don't get discouraged. So yeah, that's one of the tricks I first learned. And then, you know, the rest is history. You know, I kept practicing and working and doing shows and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with magician Murray Sawchuk. I like this idea of the showgirls workout that's in my head. I might have to send an email to your girlfriend so I can do that with my husband.
Perfect.
I love that whole rice idea and the bricks. We have the same setup.
Yeah.
We could probably do that too, and we'll pump that out there. The, of all the shows, you know, I just basically kind of glossed over, there's so much in your career, but some of what I thought the highlights were, and Penn and Teller, I mean, that's a highlight, the whole Fool Us show.
Yeah.
What was that like for you?
It's a very successful show. You know, I've known Penn and Teller for years, and they're, you know, legends in our business. And And, you know, I've been very fortunate. You know, I've done over, what, 20, 25 different reality shows. And if they're, you know, if they're looking for talent, I'm always one of the first ones to try to be in that pool, because I've been a hustler all my life, you know, to get on TV, to get out there and all that stuff. And it was fun. You know, I went on that show with an effect that my mentor gave me. My mentor in magic, his name was Marvin Roy, and his stage name was Mr. Electric. He's very famous in the 1940s, 50s to the 1990s. So he had a 50-year career. Basically, he lit light bulbs in the palms of his hands. He was on Ed Sullivan four times a year. He opened the Stardust Casino here in Vegas. He toured Liberace for 5 years. He played the Lido in Paris for years. So very famous act back in the day. And so he was my mentor. And so he, you know, he basically taught me a lot of to be different, be original, stand out a little bit. And so when I went on Fool Us, he granted me permission and gave me the rights to do his milk and light bulb appearance, which is basically have a milk pitcher and a funnel. You pour milk into a funnel, pretty classic trick. You vanish the milk, but at the same time, there's a big 500-watt light bulb that my assistant is holding that is lit. You see it on, it's plugged in, and I vanish the milk, and then I unscrew the light bulb, and then I actually pour the milk out of the light bulb back into the milk pitcher, so it vanishes from the cone to the actual lit light bulb. And it's a very famous trick in his repertoire, so I decided to do that on Penn & Teller's Fool Us. And I knew I wouldn't fool them, but I wanted to bring it on in regards to honoring my mentor and magic, you know, because they have a lot of respect for their mentor, which is a gentleman named Johnny Thompson, who just passed recently, but he was a legend in our business, you know. So yeah, I had a great time doing that.
Wow, how fun. So, as you said, you're so used to it. You're a workaholic. I lived in Vegas. I mean, you know, you can get your dry cleaning at 3 in the morning, yeah. Go chow down on Chinese. I love that part of it.
That's right.
You know, nothing, even cookie jar, I'd go to the lounge. And we'd go see, yep, Cookie Jar.
That's right. He's a legend in this town. And the Bad, yeah, Elvis, you know, over here.
That's right, the Bad Elvis.
Yeah.
We would just be so much fun. So it's got to be strange. What's it like to see the strip dark? Tell everyone what that's like.
You know, we pulled in. We were, like I said, we were in Palm Springs for a couple of days. We pulled in town today, and it's eerie. You know, it's a really weird. It's, you know, my best explanation of it is, you know, all those movies we watch were like, you know, that movie back in the 80s or the early 70s called The Blob.
Yes.
Know, right. Those movies where this thing just takes over a small town or a city, you know, or even, you know, Batman, when the Joker or somebody takes over Gotham City or whatever. It's interesting how realistic that movie or those movies become now when this epidemic or this, you know, pandemic is happening. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable. Like, you sit back and go, no, you can't. Because you're driving around, you see cars, people are still doing stuff, you know. But then when you really get right down to it, everything's closed. Like in Palm Springs, they did the ordinance a couple of days ago, and literally no restaurants, no bars you could go into, just take out delivery and that. And driving down the strip of Palm Springs, which, as you know, is 4 to 6 blocks of cool little shops and vintage and old cars for sale and all that. Literally a ghost town. You know, me and my girlfriend Danny walked our 3 chihuahuas, and we didn't pass one person in the 6 blocks who went up and down. It was just like literally somebody shut the light switches off. So same thing in Vegas. You know, these massive, you know, hotels and that, and everything's gone. Especially, you know, don't forget the corporate world comes here all year, and now that's wiped out for 6 months. So it's pretty shocking to a lot of people in the sense of just how serious this is, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I look forward to catching you at the Trop or Luxor, yes, for Fantasy later in the night, and I make my way to Vegas and meeting you in person. But it's just tremendous to have you on the show. Keep practicing that magic. Don't make your girlfriend disappear.
Right? Well, thanks for having me on. You're always a guest on my show or any of your team at your radio studio, and you're always a guest on my show, as long as I got one in Las Vegas.
Awesome. Thanks, Murray. Take care, man.
You have a great evening, right?
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Again, the Dennis the Menace of magic, because I love that. He's right. He there's something about him, his personality. And if you want to see more of Murray, you've got to see him. You can go see his stuff on YouTube, like he said. Go to his Twitter. He's got a great Twitter. He's got a great Twitter feed, at Murray Saw Chuck. So it's just how it sounds. That's how it's spelled. So you can catch him there. But if you even just go and check out his, you know, his his Penn and Teller deal, you will laugh hysterically. Hysterically. Very, very, very talented and clever. We go from Las Vegas further west to Los Angeles. What's happening there? We're going to find out next in a conversation with Milan Vukovic. Stay with us.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Accompagname, di permettermi, con placer tus deseos, todo de eternidad.
Wow, I just get goosebumps. So talented. Unbelievable. Think about this. He moves to Vegas from Rochester, New York at 15. He starts singing at 16. Do you know he sings in 7 languages? People describe Daniel as a classic crossover singer-songwriter because he sings in different genres. So pop, rock, classical. I love it, and I am so thrilled to have him on this show. Think America's Got Talent and beyond. Hey, Daniel, thanks for popping on.
Thank you so much for having me tonight, Kate.
So for you, you know, what, well, first of all, what's it like when you, like you just heard that little clip there and it's being, I'm broadcasting all over the country. What's it like for you to hear that, to hear yourself? I mean, is it kind of surreal a little?
Oh, it's absolutely surreal. It's something that I don't know if you can ever get used to hearing yourself go on the radio. I don't think you can ever get used to that. It's awesome.
I love that. So you knew. What was it that made you know inside that, you know what, I have to do this. This was what I was born to do. How'd you know?
You know, I would say there is a feeling that you get when you're on stage that just feels like home. It feels like it's the right place to be, and it feels safe. It feels safe, and it's amazing to connect with people emotionally on stage. There's not a lot of professions that can say that you can forge an emotional bond with hundreds of people within 3 minutes in the length of a song, and you get to take this emotional journey together that the first time I stepped on stage as myself, not as a character in a play, just as me singing, I felt that feeling immediately, and I knew this was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Nice. So tell us about the America's Got Talent, you know, performance. Everybody, I think a lot of people listening know about it, frankly. But let's just say there's a few people that were hiding behind the rocks and they don't know. Tell us what happened there that really, I think, made you even more famous.
Okay. America's Got Talent was a roller coaster for me, for sure. It was an incredible opportunity, and it was full of high points, and it was full of some curveballs as well. So in my first episode, my very first audition in front of the celebrity judges, little old me is going out. I mustered up my courage to sing an original song in Italian in front of Simon Cowell, which is terrifying. And I got out there, and I was into my song. I was feeling it. And right in the middle of my number, Simon stops me. Not exactly how you want your first audition to go.
No.
But, see, I didn't know this in the moment, and I wish that I did, because it would have made that the moment a little less painful. But Simon didn't stop me in the middle of my song because he didn't like what I was singing necessarily. He, I guess, had another song in mind that he wanted to hear me sing. I guess he heard something in my voice that he really wanted to hear this other song. And this song was called Passera. And Simon said, okay, I'm going to give you 1 hour. You're going to go off stage and learn it, and then you're going to come back and sing it in front of me and all the people watching at home. And it was the most stressful hour of my entire life. I can guarantee you that. But through sheer determination, adrenaline, and caffeine, I was able to go away and learn this new song in Italian, come back and sing it, and I got a standing ovation from the judges, and it was the best moment of my life.
Ah, love it. So you catapult from there, where you end up on tour with Marie Osmond, who is like the nicest person on the planet Earth, right?
Yes, she is. She is a hero of mine, and it's an honor and a joy to get to be alongside her as we've traveled around the country.
What did she tell you about careers or singing? Did she give you any good pieces of advice? I can only imagine.
She has given me so much advice. It is, I don't say this lightly, it is a masterclass every time I get to be around her, whether on stage or behind the scenes. She is just the consummate professional and entertainer. She's amazing. I think the piece of advice that sticks out the most to me that she has passed on, when she and her brothers were young and performing in Las Vegas, they met Elvis from time to time, and Elvis gave them this advice that she has now passed on to me that I'll share with you now. Elvis told Marie that if he could go in his career and do anything over again one more time, it would be to thank each and every fan personally. And as I've been able to tour with Marie, I have seen that she has lived that advice every day, because her fans are the most incredible, most loyal human beings, because she treats them right. She treats them with respect, and she cares about them. And that's something I hope to do for my own fan base as it grows.
Wow, I love that. That is a good piece of advice. Who doesn't want raving fans? And especially in the entertainment industry, because they follow you all the way through. So I'm glad she told you that. You also got to perform the national anthem, like for Major League Baseball, a game there, probably a couple games, NHL, Rock and Roll, Marathon Series, heavyweight boxing. What was that feeling like? Because, you know, then you're talking about a different kind of animal. You're talking about sports crowds, and that could be kind of exciting. Plus, you get to sing the anthem.
Exactly. There is it is my favorite performance, but at the same time, it's the most difficult, I would say, at the same time, because the anthem is such a sacred song, and the fans in that crowd, that's something that you have to get right. There's no room for error. And when you get to perform a song like that and, you know, sing the praises of our country in front of 20 to 50,000 people, and sometimes when it's broadcast around the country as well, that is just an immense moment. There's no better moment than that. And I've been lucky enough to perform for the home opener for the LA Angels. I was actually supposed to do the national anthem for the home opener that was scheduled for next week, and I'm so bummed that it's been postponed, but rightfully so, when we all can gather again together, hopefully we'll get to sing for another game this season for them. The national anthem is truly my favorite performances whenever I get to perform them, because it is just an incredible, unforgettable moment.
Oh, I love hearing that. So you're in Vegas. Vegas is dark. You were getting ready to do a big show and really pop out there even more, which I'm sure will come back to you. What's it been like for you during this period?
It's been a period of uncertainty, of course, for all of us. This is new territory. We are living history, and it is watching us. So it's just a very interesting time to be alive. But what is the benefit for, there's not a benefit to being in this situation ever, but what we can do for me, I'm able to take this time to really build my craft, hone, rehearse, make sure that when we come out the other side of this, because we will, then we're ready to hit the ground running, and I'm able to bring this an even greater level of show and performance to the audiences I'll have the honor of being in front of later on this year.
I love it. All right, so I have to ask you like a few goofball questions. What do you do? What kind of goofy things do you do? You're a young guy. Are you like into video games? Do you eat, Cocoa Puffs? What do you do?
Now I have time for things like video games, but I wasn't before. I'm pretty much married to music, but I do have my rescue dog, and I love to be out hiking and be out in nature when we can. Right now, of course, is a little more difficult, but I love to cook. That's the other thing. That's honestly what I'm spending 90% of my time doing now, and my waistline is showing it, and that's not good. But I love to cook everything under the sun, from Italian to Mexican, and my cooking skills are improving during this quarantine time. I will say that.
I love that. I understand. I'm right there with you. I was getting in good shape doing the hiking thing, too. And, you know, this is what happens to us. Daniel, what a pleasure to have you on the show. And I want everybody to go and definitely friend Daniel. Look him up if you haven't heard of him, which I can't believe. But go to DanielEmmett.com. And we're going to post this all over the place. So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on the show tonight, Kate.
All right. And we'll keep up with you. Thanks. Love it. Like I said, in fact, I'm going to let you hear a little bit more of Daniel as we kind of trail out here. But you heard Don't Want to Miss a Thing, Aerosmith, and that's his most requested song to actually perform since he appeared on AGT. And, he really does have, I think, an incredible amount of talent, and we've just seen the beginning of him, and obviously Maria Osmond knows that. How about Placido Domingo saying he's the future great entertainer? Woo! So check it out.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas.
Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.